Hello, and welcome to Uno Figure Skating's Introduction to the Wide World of Contemporary Figure Skating. I'm your host, Jesse, and you can find me on Twitter at UnoFigSkating. Yes, fig in the middle, like the fruit. In this episode, I will be guiding you through some of the basics, from disciplines to different competitions. If you're familiar with some of this information, you might just have to wait for the next episode. First off, figure skating is governed by the International Skating Union, or ISU. They determine judging, qualifications, what is or is not an ISU-sanctioned event, etc. I will mention the International Skating Union in the future, and I will try to say International Skating Union rather than ISU, but this is just a notice that I might lapse and say ISU. Second, there are five disciplines in figure skating: ice dance, pairs, men and ladies singles, and synchronized skating. In ice dance, they do exactly what it says on the tin. They basically apply dance techniques to ice skating. Ice dance currently involves a male and female partner, but there has been some chatter about allowing same-sex partners. In ice dance, they do not do vigorous lifts or jumps. Ice dance focuses on footwork and how well the skaters skate. Then, there is pairs. Pairs frightens the ever-loving hell out of me. I have to watch it through fingers. In pairs, there is also a male and female pair of partners. But in pairs, the men are allowed to lift the women and throw them into jumps called throw jumps. I've been reassured by competitive pair skaters that the women in fact like being thrown, so that makes it a little easier to watch, but not much. Pair skaters are allowed to do jumps. They sometimes also perform what's called a death spiral. You've probably seen it, where a man holds his female partner by the hand and spins her around him while she arcs ever so close to the ice. It's really beautiful if done right, but also a little nerve-wracking. Men and ladies singles are basically a single skater on the ice. They do not have partners. Both disciplines are allowed jumps and spins, among other things. It will be noted that a triple axel is almost a requirement for men to compete at the highest level, as are quadruple jumps, where you spin four times in the air before you land. For women, the triple axel is harder, and the double axel is more common, but some women have done the triple axel in competition. Quadruple jumps are also harder, but again, some women have done them. Now on to synchronized skating. I always think of it as WTF, mate. Depending on the level in synchronized skating, anywhere between 8 to 16 figure skaters all perform together as a group. The sport was originally called precision skating in North America due to the emphasis on tight formations, timing, and skating skills. To be honest, and here is some bias, the times I have watched synchronized skating, both live and in broadcast, I am left completely mystified. Like, what is this even? It should be mentioned that there are different levels of figure skating. These different levels are based on skill rather than age. They go pre-preliminary, preliminary, juvenile, intermediate, novice, junior, and then senior, which is the adult level of competition. Junior and senior levels both have international competitions. In competitions for each discipline, there's a short program and a long program. The long program is more commonly called the free skate. In ice dance, it is called the free dance. For all disciplines, it is often abbreviated to just free. The length of each program, short and free, is determined by each discipline and skill level. For instance, intermediate ladies and men have a short program timed at 2 minutes and 10 seconds, while senior level, the short, is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. For the free program at intermediate level, they clock in at 3 minutes, while seniors at 4. There is a leeway of 10 seconds over or under the time limit. The short program, as the title suggests, is shorter than the free. In each discipline, the short program is not worth as many points as the free. Speaking of competitions, let's move on to those. Figure skating goes by seasons. So when I began watching figure skating, it was 2016. But the season went into 2017. So it was the 2016 through 2017 season. The competitive season runs from September to March. Each season begins with the Challenger Series. These are international competitions, meaning they take place internationally and include qualifying athletes from all over the world. Next, and more importantly, is the Grand Prix Series. These too are international competitions. This is a series of competitions which determine who will be the top six in their discipline and go on to the Grand Prix Final. The Grand Prix Final itself is one of the most prestigious and important figure skating competitions. After the Grand Prix Final is the European Championships, or Europeans. This is where athletes from European countries compete for the European title, obviously. Then there is Four Continents, often abbreviated as 4CC, which is like Europeans but for the rest of the world. The International Skating Union decided that Europeans were having way too much fun on their own, so they made Four Continents. Four Continents includes countries from far and Southeast Asia, such as Japan, South Korea, and China, from countries in Africa, and the Americas, such as Mexico and the US. And finally, there is the World Championships in the spring. Skaters from all over the globe go to the World Championships to compete, and these skaters are the best of the best. The World Championships are huge. They can readily determine one's placement in the world rankings, among other placements. For instance, Shoma Uno of Japan was ranked first in the world throughout the 2018-2019 season. But he came in fourth place at Worlds, and Nathan Chen of the United States first. So now Nathan Chen is ranked first in the world. Shoma is still ranked second, by the way, which I think is still pretty good. But wait! There's more! There's also the Olympics. The Winter Olympic Games are obviously very important, but they only show up every 4 years. So on years when there is not an Olympic Games, Worlds remains top dog, the biggest prize in figure skating. After Worlds, there is one more competition, World Team Trophy. It's a team competition, meaning athletes from different countries are selected for a team. So for instance, Team Japan, or Team USA, or Team Europe. The teams compete against each other to win the title. World Team Trophy is usually a lot of fun, with athletes wearing goofy hats and waving flags and cheering their teammates on. But it can also be a good testing ground for new and innovative content. For instance, at this year's World Team Trophy, Shoma Uno tried out a few novel jump combinations. After the competitive season ends, we get ice shows.
Yay!
Ice shows are where athletes perform for fun, not for competition. Ice shows are especially popular in Japan, though there is one ice show in Europe, Revolution on Ice, which is making a name for itself. It's run by Javier Fernandez, who retired from figure skating after winning an Olympic bronze medal, the world title twice, and 6 consecutive European championships. For the next episode, I'm going to touch on some of the major men's athletes in the field today, including, of course, Yuzuru Hanyu, the GOAT. I'll be focusing on the men because that's what I know best. I would love guest hosts who can do ladies, pairs, and ice dance to make sure those disciplines are not overlooked. So if you're interested, message or tweet me at UnoFigSkating. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word. Subscribe and share with your friends.